The CEO of the company that lost its contract with the state after an adult resident with intellectual disabilities died under its care says the Department of Health and Human Services is responsible. Residential and Community Support Services says it is considering suing the state. DHHS says it stands by its decision. And as Patty White reports, several former clients of the company say they were abused by staff and their complaints were ignored.
Christine Tiernan is the CEO of Biddeford-based Residential and Community Support Services, or RCSS, which cares for people with intellectual disabilities in homes throughout southern Maine. She says the client who died was Norman Fisher, who was diabetic and had been transported to one of her company's residences from a hospital.
We didn't have his insulin or the doctor's orders to give the insulin or the doctor's orders to test his blood sugar levels.
Tiernan says Fisher was under RCSS's care for just 72 hours and refused to go to the doctor. She says staff called the hospital and the state, quote, begging for assistance.
Finally, when we were like, can you please come here? They finally came and instead of assisting Mr. Fisher, began to berate the team at that home for 45 minutes.
It was during that time, Tiernan says, that Fisher lost consciousness and staff called an ambulance, but it was too late. She says staff members have cell phone footage of the incident.
I believe that DHHS is terminating its contract with us because we have digital evidence of their documented deficiencies.
Tiernan says she's appealing DHHS's decision to terminate its contract and is also considering filing a lawsuit. But a spokeswoman for DHHS, Jackie Farwell, says the department is confident in its decision. In a written statement, Farwell says the issues with RCSS extend beyond the resident's death and that the company, quote, repeatedly failed to ensure the well-being of residents and to correct deficiencies despite being given opportunities to improve. Former clients of RCSS say they both witnessed and experienced abuse while under the company's care. 32-year-old Samantha Severance says she lived in three different RCSS homes from 2016 till April of this year.
Verbal, physical, mental, a lot of assault that has happened between me and other people that were with the company. And I've been really concerned since I left because there are still people there that I care about.
Severance says she reported the abuse to CEO Christine Tiernan, to Adult Protective Services, local police, and DHHS. As she grew frustrated at the lack of response, she says she told one crisis worker,
it's gonna take somebody to seriously get hurt or get killed for the Department of Health and Human Services to do something. And look where we are.
Severance says she left RCSS because of the abuse, as did her brother, 38-year-old Jeremy Gross. He says he lived in an RCSS home in Sanford from 2015 to last spring.
I have some bathroom issues, and staff would literally come in my room and be disrespectful towards me and call me a retard.
Josh Ferrelli-Nida says he lived at two different RCSS houses in Sanford for about a year and a half and also experienced verbal abuse.
And they call us hateful names and saying hateful names to your family and everything.
Ferrelli-Nida says he's in a different home now with a different company and is happy there. He's also happy that DHHS is taking decisive action against RCSS.
They finally believe in us now. It's kind of shocked they finally believe in us all this time.
But Christine Tiernan of Residential and Community Support Services disputes the allegations that she failed to take action to protect clients from abuse.
I have been made aware of situations of abuse, and I have evidence that those people were terminated as soon as I became aware.
As Tiernan considers her next steps, DHHS is continuing to find placement for about 60 residents who still remain with the company. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.